It's your good friends, and I might drive you around the bend. But I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
You didn't tell me this was a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Christmas movie.
I think there's actually quite a bit I didn't know about this movie.
Rank the Christmas movies. Muppet, Christmas Carol, Wonderful Life, yeah. Eyes Wide Shut, I would say, in that order.
Die Hard.
Die Hard, classic. Oh, let's have a debate about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is a Christmas movie. Yeah. Is it a romance movie? I guess we should pull back the curtain and let the sex bugs and the bedpots sort of in on how we arrived at
on
doing. And welcome, by the way.
Process. Welcome. Welcome to our weird sex
Strange
cult.
Bedfellows. It's a pretty important episode.
Monumental. It's an important episode.
To us.
We finally did it. We didn't think we'd do it. We'd be able to get here.
You guys have no idea how close you were to hearing us talk about
Harold and Maude,
old women and young men
having like relations,
an odd end of life like fling, romantic fling.
Yeah. We just dodged a real fucking bullet there. Sounds like a hell of a bummer.
But then I realized it was episode 69, so I immediately went to Google.
Yeah,
and said, Google, what are some movies with 69ing?
Bring me all the movies with 69ing in it.
And someone on IMDb had done the work.
Yeah, of course.
And number one is sort of a...
An American classic,
I would say, but also like it's a meme on between us. You know, it's like something we refer to a lot.
We talk about it. Yeah.
I think it's a touchstone for us.
Yeah.
So it felt... And it does have a 69ing scene. Well...
Does it?
I'm told.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got
maybe
all
we can get to the bottom
of
that later.
Yeah.
I would love to get to the bottom of that later.
I'd love to get to the bottom of that later. It's something that you say before you do 69ing sometimes.
Backward 69ing.
Well, we'll talk about reverse 69ing later. Guys, it's episode 69. Welcome. And get ready to get strap in and strap on because it's about to get pretty sexy. That's a good tagline. I want to dwell on that.
Yeah.
Strap in and strap on.
Good is generous.
Because it's about to get very sexy.
I think... What's the mission of the show? Should we get, like, I think it's episode 69, good place to kind of check in. Are we on track?
Yeah, let's check in.
Are we still sort of, like, carrying the torch that we set out to carry? Here's what we decided when we first started the show. We really liked reading Regency romance novels, so we thought, we'll just do the Babysitter's Club, but we'll do it with romance novels. And we kept that up for, like, 10, 12 episodes?
I think 20.
But it's really hard to read a whole book in a week. It's really easy to read a whole Babysitter's Club book in a week. It's really hard to read a whole romance book, adult book in a week.
It's easy to
easy to read a whole movie. Yeah. So we started reading whole movies instead.
Easy.
The premise being like fun, sort of the romantic genre. Not necessarily rom-coms, but like...
Yeah, romantic
films.
Place
where we're sort of like out of our
with happy endings. Happily ever after movies.
As two repressed...
Basically.
Middle-aged men.
Yeah. Now we're just watching sex
cult. Now we're
just
watching sex cult stuff. I think my question for you is this a romance?
Yes.
I think by the strict definition, strictest definition.
By the strict definition, no.
Well, I don't know. Didn't Jamie tell us the definition at one point? Wasn't it like the couple ends up together at the end? Check.
Yep, that happens in this.
Maybe that was it. Let me text her.
It seems like a romance to me. Perfect. She loves that. I know from experience that she loves getting... She's just put the baby to bed, and now she's watching basketball.
Probably, honestly.
And what she wants more than anything is to be bothered by you, to be used as content.
Something...
For a thing she's already told you.
Well, yeah, I'm just asking for a reminder.
Can I tell you while we wait for that, can I tell you my one actual take on this movie?
Yeah, please. Mm. The movie, by the way.
Okay, perfect.
Sex bugs. Bedpots. We haven't even said it yet. Is Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick's
Eyes Wide Shut.
Sex cult masterpiece.
Ask Google, what's the sexiest movie there is with 69s in it for your 69th episode? And Google was like, I only had one result.
One result. Eyes Wide Shut. You want a movie with 69 in it? Here it is.
Gotta watch it.
I'm like,
Yep.
Here we go.
Perfect. Okay. Well, just skip over me telling you the thing I was going to say. But why would that be interesting?
Sure. You should have said it, because now Jamie's delivered.
Something. Really tried.
Happily ever after or happily for now? Check.
Yeah, check.
That's like the
spoilers for
that's like the
Eyes
Toy
Wide
Store
Shut,
scene
folks.
At the end.
Yeah. Came out in 99.
Yeah, you've had a chance to watch it.
Yeah.
Unless officially no children or pets were harmed or died. That's true. Well,
no children or
yeah, that's
pets
true.
Were harmed or died. That
their child is like well and intact and well cared for but at the end.
She seems happy.
They're like FAO Schwartz shopping.
She doesn't even go through anything. The child is fine.
She's the only one who doesn't go through like a dark night of the soul, you know?
Yeah.
It's just Christmas time for her.
There's an awkward scene where they take her Christmas shopping and she's having mostly a nice time, but you could tell when she looks back at her parents that she's like, something's wrong with these two.
Yeah, there is a moment where she's like, something is wrong with these two. And something is wrong with these two. Should we describe what happens in the film?
Well, is that it? Is that all the list? That's the whole list?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a romance.
I just want to say my take on this movie. It's real.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
It's my real take.
Yeah.
I had this take when I first watched it in 99, and I guess I still feel this way, though it was harder to feel it this time because I'd seen the movie. But
horny?
I came out of it being like, huh, the thing about this movie is that it has a twist ending. Here's and the twist.
Sorry to butt in.
That's
breaking
fine.
Update.
I'm pleased. I like it. I love it when it happens. It's really great.
We have a breaking update from our romance expert. Jamie Greenring, she says that the other thing a romance needs to be is, the other thing is the romance relationship should be the central arc of the plot. True. True of this film.
Yeah. Great. I was just saying something about that.
Absolutely true of this film. So 100% a romance film. Yes, please.
Any chance? It has a twist, and the twist is that the movie is about their relationship all along.
Yeah, it has been the whole time.
You think it's a movie that's about a sex cult. And the whole time you're watching the movie, you're like, this is a movie about a sex cult. And even in lore, if you haven't seen this movie, as Sarah watched it for the first time last night, and she was like, it's the movie about a sex cult. When's the sex cult going to happen? And secretly, I was like, haha, there is a sex cult in this movie, but it's actually secretly about their relationship. What a twist. Directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Though it's actually Stanley Kubrick.
And actually, the sex cult is so secret that we don't know anything about it and never learn anything about it.
Yeah. What do you think about that take? Do you agree?
Yeah, I think it's a great take.
And it's cool that
write
that's
it up
true.
On fucking
like Stanley Kubrick
Cinema Blend.
Tricked
What's
us
the
again?
Cool Letterboxd? Write it up on Letterboxd.
Yeah. I'm sure some people have said lots of things about this movie.
I'm about to say a lot more things about it.
I think we'll move on to making jokes and stuff, but I do want to just put a flag down and say that I think it's a pretty interesting film.
I'm going to tell Jamie it's exclusively about their relationship.
Perfect. That's all. I you're the film studies major. I think this is like a good Kubrick movie. I think that's controversial. I know that's controversial. I spent some time in the Rotten Tomatoes reviews today. But I think this is a good Kubrick movie. There we go.
I am a film major. Thank you for bringing it up. I hold two degrees, advanced degrees in film studies and criticism.
Okay.
And production,
Yeah.
Studies and criticism was one of the degrees.
Yeah.
Production was the second one.
Did you take 69ing in film 101? Because if you did, I'm sure you would have come
across it was
this
a state
movie.
School. We didn't, like, the curriculum wasn't quite that granular.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't really like Stanley Kubrick.
Okay. We don't have time to get into that.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. And I don't want anyone to come after me for saying that.
And I don't...
I get it. It's like, great, I get it. But I just like,
I have a lot of opinions and I'm like bursting with them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be, even though it's technically what's happening today, I don't want to be two guys on a podcast talking about Stanley Kubrick.
Jamie, here's Jamie's counter. She should just really be on the show with you. Because she says, isn't she sidelined for a while he's tromping around with rich people?
Yeah, exactly.
That is true.
Exactly.
But...
Yeah, but that's about their relationship.
Yeah, it's also about their relationship.
That's about their relationship. We'll say who's in it. It's Greg from Dharma and Greg. It's a dramatis personae.
It's the dramatis personae. Wow, Greg from Dharma and Greg is in it. I would not say top billing necessarily. He's sort of he's sort of like a secondary character to a tertiary character that Tom Cruise bumps into at one point.
Yep. Greg from Dharma and Greg is in it. Do you want to talk about Dharma and Greg theory?
Do you think the two universes are...
Yeah. So I think there's a reason. And Stanley Kubrick is known for being very finicky. He leaves nothing to chance. Everything
that's The Shining. That's The Shining.
Design. Yeah. That's what Kubrick does. And so do you think Kubrick's going to put Greg from Dharma and Greg in this movie without making a bigger statement?
No.
And let me put it to you.
His name is Bruce or something.
The guy's name. Sure.
It's not Greg.
I think this movie is about what if Tom Cruise is... I'm telling you something. What if Tom Cruise is Greg and Nicole Kidman is Dharma? And that's what the movie is. It's Dharma and Greg the movie. Kind of stuck up, buttoned up guy who's a little sexually repressed, doesn't know how to deal with it. And then his wife wants to just kind of let it all hang out and get loose and get wild. It's Dharma and Greg, the movie.
That should go on Letterboxd. Wow. And you're right. Like any other director, you're like, oh, that's just like, you know, he's
just
chasing after nothing. But it's Stanley Kubrick. You're like, oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might be something. Yeah.
That's something, right?
Yeah.
Dharma and Greg theory. Put that on Letterboxd.
Yeah. Please do. Someone do. I don't know how. I haven't been invited. Yeah.
Letterboxd is a site I use to track movies. Follow me. Someone, a few people
I'll follow
who
you.
Listen to our show followed me after I last mentioned it, and it was nice. I usually write like one line reviews of movies.
Yeah. I'm gonna follow you and I'm gonna do reviews of these movies that we watch.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. Dramatis, anyone else in it? Nicole Kidman's in it.
Nicole Kidman's in it. Tom Cruise is in it. Yep. And then I guess that's it.
Yeah.
And the guy with a little mustache.
Famous guy is in it.
Yeah, guy with a little mustache.
Sydney something.
Australia.
Sure. Yeah. Should we say, do you want to say the movie? We actually have a lot to do. We should say the movie.
We should say the movie.
Or do you want to bring in Mr. Butt? Let's bring in Mr. Butt.
Let's bring in Mr. Butt. Perfect. Yes.
Okay. I'm Mr. Butt.
Okay.
Today. That's a new character I'm working on.
We've been introduced?
Hello. I'm Mr. Butt.
Hi. Have we met before? Sorry, I have a terrible memory. Okay. Thank you.
Jack brought me in because I have a special expertise. I can tell you.
Is Jack still here?
No, he
stepped out. Yeah.
Went to go get another glass of wine. I'm Mr. Butt. And the thing
I'm pretty
that
socially
I do
awkward
is,
too. I'll just say with strangers, I don't know what to talk about. I'm constantly kind of like, sorry. What do you do for a living?
I'm Mr. Butt. And what I do for a living is you say any movie and I'll tell you when a butt is in it.
When the butt is. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I got
Say a movie.
Eyes Wide Shut.
3 seconds.
Yeah, right at the top.
Okay, I'll tee myself out. Hey, Tanner, was Mr. Butt, was he cool? He's kind of a weird guy, but he's very good at his job. Was he cool and behaved himself?
He was efficient. Yeah, he was like an assassin. Yeah. Like he was sort of in and out.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
He kind of set me up, knocked me down.
Yeah.
Like before I could
real
like, sit
talent
up,
that guy.
He was
it's incredible.
Gone and you were in here. Yeah.
You can just name any fucking movie and he'll do his thing with it. It's wild.
Can I invite him back now? Because I have another movie.
He fucking
movie.
Left.
Oh.
No, he's gone. He's long gone. I heard his car. I already heard his car in the driveway. But
he got out of there quick. let's talk about the movie. It's about Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise are rich. New Yorkers.
So rich. Their apartment in New York is so large. It's almost as large as my house here
maybe
in Austin.
Boston.
Can you believe it?
It's hard to say.
It's New York. It's not hard to say. It's very easy to say. It's very clearly New York. They live on Central Park.
Oh, yeah. Central Park West. He does say that. And the whole movie takes place in the Village. There's just this one scene
and the
where
Hamptons.
In the Village. So yes, he does have a place in the Hamptons. That's where the sex cult is. Well, that's where they do their orgy.
There's a sex cult. Let's say it. There's a sex cult in the movie.
Sure.
But
it's not a movie about a sex cult, though.
Yeah.
they are together. They're sort of in, I wouldn't say a loveless marriage, but their marriage is just sort of undergoing something.
They've been together. They have a 9-year-old daughter.
Yep.
So, you know, they've reached like a maturity in their marriage, and it seems like things are starting to come apart in weird ways that maybe neither of them are quite ready for. And that's where we start. They're like being sexy with each other and having fun, and they definitely still seem to have a pretty sexy marriage.
Yeah, they're both very sexy people.
But something's not quite right, and they're like, they're fraying at the edges. And they go to a big party with Guy. Australian guys throw in the party.
He's a rich, successful Manhattan doctor to the like elite.
To the stars. Yes, exactly.
So he gets invited to fancy dinner parties.
And Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise both get like kind of seduced at the party. Tom Cruise by two sexy models.
Yeah.
And Nicole Kidman
by a silver fox.
A silver fox Hungarian man. And actually that brings me to my next segment. I don't know what to call it, but it's a test. I guess it's a test. It's the Hungarian test.
Oh, the Hungarian test. Is it hard?
No, I think it's actually quite easy.
Okay, I'm ready.
So she's being seduced by, it seems unfair, and I do think that there are some interesting things. Here's some film theory stuff. Nicole Kidman early on is, like, in the first 5 minutes of the movie, she's shown, immediately, naked. I don't know exactly what second in the movie we first see her butt, but it's like fairly early on. God damn it, I wish Mr. Butt was here.
It's like fade up from black, like butt.
We see her naked. We see her peeing. At one point she says, I desperately need to go to the bathroom. And then later she's like knocking back a drink and like she's like way too drunk. Like she's shown as being like very, very vulnerable early on in all these kind of very physical ways.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise is shown as being like kind of like way too charming and in control.
Yeah.
And then similarly, their seduction scenes are like that. He's just like hit on by these very hot young models.
Yeah.
And she's hit on by this like weird fucking Hungarian guy. And he says to her,
I see, right.
The way that he hits on her is at the 6 minute and 30 second mark, he just grabs her fucking glass while she's not looking. And she goes,
I think that's my glass.
And he says,
oh, I'm absolutely certain of it. My name is Sandor Savos. I'm Hungarian.
Oh.
And so the test that I want to do with you, real quick, it's just three phrases that I've come up with. It's like the Voig Kampf. Is that Voig Kampf? What is it in Blade Runner?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's like that test. It's a test to see what else you can get away with if you say, I'm Hungarian at the end of it.
Yeah. What's his name again? Because I feel like the Hungarian name has to go along with it.
I think it's Humber Salas. But I didn't.
Name. Humber
Salas. I didn't quite catch it. Here's what you need to do. I've texted you three phrases, three short phrases. I want you to say each of them and then add, I'm Hungarian at the end. And we'll see how it feels to us.
Okay.
I hope I've texted them to you, because if I texted them to someone else, they're going to think I'm fucking crazy.
Do you want me to try it in a Hungarian accent? Probably not, right?
No, I don't. I don't want that.
I don't even know what that sounds like. So
just say
really
it. Do your best job of saying it like we're at a fucking cocktail party.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hey, how are
Do you want me to set you up? Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you. What's going on
now? Hey, how are you?
Crazy fucking party.
Doing well. Yeah, I should let you know I'm not great in social situations. I don't really ever know what to talk about. So, what do you do for a living?
I say at what time in movies butts appear. I'm Mr. Butt.
Well, really nice to meet you. That's an interesting job. You know, I'm just here eating brunch with you. It's funny, the thing about brunch.
Yes. Yeah. What is the thing about brunch?
I don't like brunch because it's inappropriate to combine two meals in one. And irresponsible to drink during the day. I'm Hungarian.
Okay. Okay. I think that works. I think that takes the edge off of it.
Do you want me to just... Do you say it flat or do you say like... Like, you build it, like, I don't like brunch because it's inappropriate to combine two meals in one and irresponsible to drink during the day. And then you sort of go like this. I'm Hungarian.
I'm Hungarian. Yeah. I think it worked. I think it takes the edge off that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pardon my my odd mannerisms.
No, that's okay. What else? That's fine. You know what? You're Hungarian. I'm going to forgive you that, even though we're having brunch together.
Yeah, is that your corgi?
That's my corgi. Yeah, my beloved corgi.
Corgis should have longer legs. Their legs are too small, and I find it disrespectful, frankly. I'm Hungarian.
You know what? That's all right. That's okay. It's weird to say about my dog, but that's all right.
Does he say he's from Hungary?
He says, I'm Hungarian. He takes her fucking glass. He drinks out of it. She says, oh, that's my glass. He says, yeah, I fucking know. And then he says, I'm Hungarian. All right, one more, then we can leave this segment.
That video where Zendaya and Tom Holland do a lip sync battle from like 10 years ago wouldn't have been so awful if it had been real actors. Like Hungarian superstars Andrea Osvart and Nimrod Antal. I'm Hungarian.
I think that works.
That one feels right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you feel seduced?
Is that what was supposed to be happening?
I don't know.
You were seducing Mr. Butt at brunch. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's go home together.
Perfect. What about your husband?
Good segment. Forget about him. But she doesn't forget about him. She says, you know what? I'm entranced by this Hungarian man.
These two are so dang in love. This is such a good love story. You know, against all odds, it's a true romance. It's got a happy ending. It's exclusively about their relationship. No children or pets are harmed.
Yeah.
And they love one another so fully and so wholly they can even be down in the depths of the hottest semi-religious orgy and still remain faithful.
I think that I would go so far as to say that that's even part of the twist. It's like the sex cult, you're led to believe throughout that like the sex cult is going to kill them and is a religious scary thing.
Yeah.
But what is in fact true is it's just a bunch of rich people who want to fuck on the weekends. And they're, you know, it's powerful people, but they're just fucking and sucking.
They just want to fucking suck and they don't need some dork coming in and being like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you wouldn't. You're not rich.
So after this interaction with the Hungarian man and after witnessing Tom Cruise be flirted with by two very sexy models and kind of being into it, Nicole Kidman reveals that, I guess, at one time in her past when they were first married or when their kid was pretty young, she was almost paralyzed with lust for a
handsome
Navy
young sailor.
Man, a handsome young sailor at the B&B that they were staying at. And she describes it in great, weird, Kubrickian detail.
But she didn't.
Intense and kind of
aggro. She was not unfaithful.
She was not unfaithful, but she can't stop thinking about it.
It was the closest she had ever come. She was like, if he had desired me, I would have not said no.
But she describes it in this very aggro way.
Well, I first saw him that morning in the lobby. He was checking into the hotel and he was following the bellboy with his luggage to the elevator. He glanced at me as he walked past, just a glance. Nothing more. But I could hardly move.
Yeah, she's pretty, that is the moment, actually, that conversation they're having where they're both stoned and she's sort of describing how intensely she wanted to have sex with this man to the point where she was willing to sort of throw away their entire relationship.
Yeah.
Is when I was like, man, this movie could use some 69ing.
It could use some 69ing.
That's when I texted you and I was I can't wait for the 69ing because this stuff is pretty brutal.
And I wanted to keep you in the movie. So I told you that there was going to be 69.
Yeah. And supposedly there was.
Yeah.
Though blink and you miss it, apparently.
Blink and you miss it. I've actually made a list of all the sexy stuff that is in the movie. As far as I can tell, because it's all blurry in the background. Like you, they go. Tom Cruise, after this kind of weird fight, Tom Cruise goes out, tries to get together with a sex worker, and then thinks better of it, kind of, and then runs into his friend who's like, "Hey, I'm playing piano at this sex cult."
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise is like, "I guess I want to check come? That out."
Yeah.
He goes to this sex cult. There is sex, but it's hard to see because it's all kind of blurry, and there are people standing.
And sometimes there's not.
They're all
sex.
Wearing masks.
It's pretty weird.
Sometimes there's not.
It's. I would say as much or more. People kind of milling about in masks and robes, like having
yeah,
quiet conversations.
It's more a lot of milling about in masks and robes. Yeah, and Tom Cruise has to get a mask from a costume shop. And he gets the right one. I would have totally embarrassed myself and got like a Spider-Man mask. Guarantee. Because his friend is like, yeah, there's a sex cult. It's so weird. I have to wear a blindfold. But like, I know the password to get in. It's Fidelia, which means faithful. Isn't that interesting? And
No. Thank
but
you for
all
asking.
You have to do is wear a mask.
Never ask. No, it's not.
And, yeah. All you have to do is wear a mask. And Tom Cruise goes to a costume shop and gets the right kind of mask. 100% I would get a Spider-Man mask.
Yeah.
Or whatever,
you say,
like
wear a mask and robe. I'm showing up in the mask from Scream. And a robe.
Yeah, and like a bathrobe.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the short list that I made of the sex that they do that I think I can see in the background. Tell me if any of this definitely didn't happen. 69ing.
Okay, I'll also keep an eye on that. There was 69ing. You saw it. Confirmed.
Yeah. Confirmed. 69ing. Reverse 69ing.
Back up.
Yeah.
This is episode 69. I feel like this is something
we should
need
dwell
on with a little bit of reverence.
Yeah.
Describe the 69ing. Who is 69ing who?
A masked person and another masked person. So it's not very effective 69ing. There's just legs everywhere.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really 69 in a mask.
Not with that attitude.
Not in the Scream mask.
Do you want to hear the rest of the list?
Yeah, please.
We can come back to 69 if you want. Here's what I saw. 69ing, reverse 69ing, tickle fighting, butt-to-butt contact.
Wait. Okay.
Piggyback rides.
Yeah.
Girls together in bed. This is going to be useful if we make our own sex cult in the back half of the episode.
We can
use this list.
I think we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a few more. Girls together in bed. The three N's. Nipple nibbling. Nipple nibbling.
Okay.
Neck nuzzling.
Yeah.
And purple nurples.
That's five N's.
The French sleeper. That's when you French someone and then you go to sleep. Definitely saw that.
Yeah, I do that too.
Taking the pants off.
Yeah.
Slip and slide, airplane rides, and late night copulation.
Someone was doing airplane rides?
Yep. Definitely saw it. That's a lot.
Okay, and what was the last one?
Late night copulation. That's when you fuck after bedtime.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So there's a lot of that.
That's
stuff.
A lot of sex stuff happening in the background. Yeah.
But it's not
are
what
we
the
still
movie's
doing
about.
The plot? So he's sort of marching. No, it's not about that at all. He's sort of marching through the orgy, just like taking it all in, just drinking it in.
Yeah.
There is one woman who's very keen to get him out of there, who's trying to warn him away.
She's trying to warn him.
Eventually he gets cornered.
Yeah, he gets cornered. They catch him. They make him take his mask off. They're like, "You've been caught." And then they're like, "The thing's gonna happen to you." The thing. And he's like, "Not the thing."
Yeah.
And then the woman suddenly shows up, and everyone's naked, and she's wearing her mask, and she's like, "I volunteer as tribute. Like, do the thing to me instead. Let him go."
Stop. Let him go. Take me. I am ready to redeem him.
You are ready to redeem him?
Yes.
Are you sure you understand what you're taking upon yourself in doing this?
Yes.
And they're like, okay, bye. And he takes a cab home. And then the woman does turn up dead. But it turns out it's unrelated.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
If you're to believe this.
I kind of do. I guess for
rich guy who's in the sex cult.
For my theory of the movie to work, I guess I'm invested in believing him. Because my theory is that the movie is cool because the sex cult is just like, just a bunch of guys who like to, you know, guys and gals who like to do it to it in masks. And that's it. Nothing nefarious at all.
He's kicked out of the sex cult, which is a bummer. And we can invite him into ours.
Yeah, he's kicked out. He can't come back. They're like, please do not come back. You're not welcome back.
In fact, we should invite him into ours because he has like insider information.
Yeah, I think he'd be a great addition. It would be a good pull. A lot more people would come join our sex cult if we were like, hey,
yeah, handsome. It's Jack Shepard, Tanner Greenring, and Tom Cruise.
Yeah. 1999's Tom Cruise. Is it?
Yeah. Oof, 1999's Tanner Greenring was 15. That would not be great. I mean, he would love it.
Yeah.
Let's see. He gets kicked out of the sex cult, and he starts investigating the sex cult. And then, like, you're like, wow, this movie's been going for, like, an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, strap in, because there's still a half an hour left.
Yeah. Tom Cruise seems intent on cheating on his wife, presumably as revenge or some kind of expiation of
He keeps having visions.
Yeah.
Of her
doing tickle fighting, you know, with this fucking
doing heavy petting,
yeah,
with
butt to butt contact,
this marine man,
yeah, all the stuff,
yeah,
we see it all.
Was there heavy petting at the orgy?
I didn't catch any.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
that would have been like,
yeah, it's not they rated X,
put it in,
yeah,
theaters. Yeah. And then, at the very last moment, right as he thinks he's about to be, like, assassinated by...
the sex cult. He goes to the sex cult, he's kicked out, and then it kind of feels like he's going to be killed by the sex cult.
Because the woman who volunteered in his tribute...
Yeah, did die.
Ends up dead the next day. But then at the last moment, he goes and sees his like, rich benefactor.
Yeah.
Like, the guy, he's the guy's doctor.
Very famous actor.
And the guy's
Massively famous actor. Not in Dharma and Greg, but that level of fame. Sydney.
Why don't you look him up while I'm explaining...
Is it Sydney Pollack?
What happens? I don't know. You tell me. Isn't that a painter? This dude's like, oh, it's all a ruse. Like, it's all just like rich people, like,
it's
doing
Sydney
theatrics.
Pollack, very famous actor.
And they
Sydney
want you
Pollack.
To and they want you to leave them alone.
Yeah.
So just leave us alone.
Yeah, he's like, please leave us alone.
And he's like, yeah, but this woman died. And he's like, yeah, but she was like a drug addict. Like, what do you expect?
He's like, you've embarrassed me. Like, I'm not gonna get invited back to the sex cult because they know that you're my friend and you've really embarrassed me by showing up and making a big fuss.
Yeah. But then they do, like, spook him one more time.
Yeah. They give him a scary note or something.
They put his mask on his bed. And then he confesses everything to Nicole Kidman.
I don't think they do that. I thought she found it. Anyway, unclear. He comes home, sees his mask in his bed next to Nicole Kidman, which he thought he had lost. And then he does very good Tom Cruise acting and cries like a little baby and confesses to everything. He spent the whole night doing a bad job of... committing adultery.
Yeah, he never actually did it.
Yeah.
He had every opportunity.
Yeah.
I would love to join, not only join a sex cult, Jack. Sorry, let me stop and back up.
Yeah.
I would hate to join a sex cult.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate it.
Oh, I would hate it. It would be so awkward.
I would hate being there. I would not have the, like, stamina. I would not have the, like...
I would not have a good time.
Stage presence.
I would be standing in the wrong place. Just, like, the whole thing.
I'm not even, like... Not only would I be bad at the sex... The orgy stuff?
Yeah.
I would be bad at the, like, hushed conversations.
Oh, my God. No, all of it. What are you supposed to say? Like, I would want to make crack
like,
wise.
I
would want to crack wise the whole fucking time. That would be the problem.
I would want to crack wise. I'm also, like, I know because of masks during the pandemic, I'm really bad at, like, knowing what people are saying unless I can see
yeah,
their lips.
Same. Yeah.
And talking through a mask, I'm not going to be able to hear a word anyone's saying.
Yeah.
God, I would be bad at this.
Yeah, terrible. We can't.
But I'm going to make my own.
Yeah, let's make one.
I'm going to change everything.
Let's take a quick break and we'll make a sex cult. Maybe let's make one where you and I can feel comfortable.
I would love that.
That's
yeah,
good.
Please.
And everyone's welcome. Yeah. Everyone's invited. All right, we'll be back after these messages and then we're going to make a sex cult. So hang tight.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors, who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign,
and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows. Okay, folks, welcome back. We're going to make a quick sex cult here. Everyone's invited. Do you want to do this in the form of an invitation?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay.
Everyone is invited, great. By the way.
So I'm going to pull up a note here and just write it out, I guess.
This is, something I can start saying at parties. Like, if I'm in a hushed conversation at a party, I'd be like, oh, you know something. Well, you wouldn't know to look at me. I'm actually in a sex cult.
Yeah.
And you can do that, too, because you're in it with us, whoever's listening.
Dear everyone, you are cordially invited.
Cordially.
Cordially invited to our sex cult. Feel free. Usually you tell people what to bring. Should we say, like, feel free to bring
rentable mansions near me?
Okay, perfect.
Pet friendly.
Do you want to say you are cordially invited to a sex cult at our pet friendly
mansion?
Rentable mansion.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. There will be, and shall I just do? I can do my list. We can go through it. You can add stuff, take stuff away. I don't know if that's getting into it too fast. There will be 69ing, reverse 69ing, tickle fighting.
Yeah.
Butt-to-butt contact. We should say something about food.
Frankincense.
Frankincense. Butt-to-butt contact.
There's a whole frankincense part.
What's the best kind of chips?
My favorite kind of chips are, there's a new Flaming Hot barbecue chip that I'm really fond of.
Flaming Hot.
I don't know if it's good for an orgy, though.
Whatever, we can have different...
I would probably just bring something a little lighter. Maybe bring, like, celery sticks.
Okay, we'll do both. We're going maximalist with this. Do you know the brand? Shall I say Doritos?
Yeah.
Flaming Hot barbecue Doritos, or such like.
Yeah, or similar.
Celery sticks. Girls together in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Piggyback rides.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
There's a ballroom scene where naked people are dancing with people who are fully clothed.
I'm gonna just put that right in there. And naked. I'm gonna end the sentence there so we can move on. But we can do more sex stuff if you want. Naked people dancing.
I don't think I know any more sex stuff
with people.
We're already pushing them.
Are
the limits
fully clothed? Okay, let's ask what people. Let's get them to bring something, and then we'll get to making people comfortable because I think that's going to be important.
Well, we need to discuss the password too.
Okay, yeah. We'll say the password at the end.
Okay, right.
Let's say what to bring. Please bring... let's say what to wear.
Okay, good idea.
Please wear...
In the movie, they're told to wear a mask and robe.
That's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable at all, especially not a mask.
Everyone to be extremely comfortable at our sex cult.
I'm anti-mask, but only at orgies.
Should we just put that in here? We're anti-mask, but don't worry, it's only at orgies.
Yeah.
Is that still too edgy?
No, I think that's pretty good, because I think that invites in sort of the...
Yeah.
The other half.
The real, you know? Riffraff. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
So what else do we need to say?
We're tell them what to wear. This is the clothing part of the invite.
I mean, I love this J. Crew fleece, or Columbia fleece, sort of like half...
Okay, here's what we'll do.
Half zip.
Here's what I've got. Please wear something that makes you feel at ease. And then we'll say what we're wearing. Makes you feel at ease. I'm wearing an old t-shirt that inexplicably says team. I'm wearing an old corporate t-shirt that inexplicably says Team Blue on it, and some pajama shorts, let's just be honest here. My colleague.
Hi, Tanner Greenring.
Tanner Greenring.
Excited about the sex cult.
Who's very excited about the sex cult is wearing a J. Crew fleece.
It's a Columbia sort of like half. No, I'm wearing jeans and sort of like brown loafer, like slippers.
I was trying to get sexy, but we'll just be honesty is more important. J. Crew fleece and jeans.
Jeans are pretty tight.
Damn tight jeans. I'm going to say pretty tight jeans.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I will say this, and this is maybe TMI, but maybe it's spicy enough for the invite.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any clean underwear today, so I'm not wearing underwear.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. He has... how about this? Tell me if this works. His underwear is dirty. Dot, dot, dot. So he's not wearing any.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, that'll get people in the mood, I think.
Yeah. This is feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about this. I want, so, you know, whatever. There are probably a lot of things we need to cover. I do want to...
I guess maybe say, like, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, I want to say don't tell anyone, but I also want to... We said that we were going to address the issue of awkwardness. Like, how can we make people who are socially awkward feel like this is the sex cult for them? I feel like that's what's going
to... Maybe, like, board games?
I'm going to say don't
tell anyone.
You have
something to focus on?
Don't tell anyone. I'm just going to put that in there as its own paragraph. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. All caps. And then
I think let's have board games.
If you're worried about this, do you want to say if you're worried? Well, I'm not going to say if you're worried. I'm just going to let. I'm going to put them at their ease with this stuff. We're going to have board. We're gonna. This is a professional letter. We're going to have board games, trivia,
cornhole.
Cornhole. Shall I do some more sexy stuff? Because that sounded pretty sexy. The three
420
ends.
Friendly.
Yeah. The three ends. Taking the pants off. And
yeah.
One more thing, and then I'll just say, and yes, it's an airplane rise. And yes, it's 420 friendly.
Yeah.
This is good.
You said pet friendly, right?
Yeah, I'll just say it again just in case. And pet friendly in case that wasn't clear. This is good. This is really good.
So just come to our mansion.
Come to our mansion.
And say the password.
And
gotta be
say
a really good password. The password in this movie was really good. Like it felt here. Right, you know?
Yeah, let's get something.
What
good.
Was it?
Fidelio.
Fidelio. Yeah.
Fidelio.
It means truth.
Yeah. Latin. It means faithful.
Okay. So it's gotta be something brief and powerful. It's gotta have some levity to it.
Yeah. Something
it's a punch.
Short. One word. What's one word? 420 friendly, unfortunately, we already said.
Yeah. Faithful. Oh, well, that's funny. It's sort of themes of faithfulness in their marriage, right?
Google, so maybe, what's the sexiest word?
Oh, good idea.
Shall I just go to the first thing? 55 sexy words to spice up your writing?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I'm going to Google search objectively sexiest word.
Creamy?
I'm going to guess it's sex.
I'll just read some out from this list and you tell
creamy
me.
Creamy hits me. Hits me in a pretty, like, odd way.
Okay, I'll throw out a few more, and we'll just, well, whatever. Maybe we can pick one, maybe we won't. Disheveled? That's hitting me in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Improper. That's pretty sexy.
Improper.
Insatiable.
Yeah. Are you translating this to Latin?
Oh, I can translate into Latin. Why don't I translate creamy into Latin?
Yeah, let's get creamy into Latin and see what that nets out as. Because as long as it's easy to remember and easy to say and easy to jot on a napkin.
Yeah.
So Tom Cruise can kind of like oversee it.
I just want to go through a few more of these. I saw this one that says plunging, but I read it as plugging. And that's even sexier.
Yeah, plugging is good.
So keep a note of the ones that we like. We like creamy in Latin. Plugging.
Yeah, please.
Anything else jump out at you from this list? Tussle. Okay, creamy in Latin, of course, is alba. I think alba's terribly boring. I think creamy is good. Is we both had a reaction to it, and that's what we want.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have another idea.
Creamy. Okay, you pull up to like the manor house.
Yeah.
And you walk up the marble staircase through the marble pillars.
Okay, when you get to
and you
to
knock
the
on the
house.
Giant slab door.
Yeah.
And it creaks open, and there's a man in like a gold mask there in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
And he says, "What's the password?"
Yep.
Creamy.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. Yeah. And I think it fits with the rest of the invite, certainly.
Okay, the password is creamy. Do not forget this or you'll be turned away.
Yeah.
Politely.
Sure.
Okay, anything else? I'll say please do not tell anyone again.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. I guess like no squares.
Oh yeah, and no squares. Unless that's what you're into.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I feel good about this sex cult.
Jack Shepherd and Tanner Greenring.
Cult leaders.
Parentheses, cult leaders. I'm going to read this back to you.
Yeah, please.
Let's do a P.S. P.S. Do we say that there'd be Flaming Hot BBQ Doritos?
Yeah, although the more we say it, the less I'm convinced that's actually a thing.
Okay.
I guess just like...
I'll just say chips up there. Oh, we didn't say dip, so we'll just say bring dip.
Yeah, bring dip.
Okay. You want me to read this back to you?
Or I guess like, yeah, read it back to me.
Okay. Dear everyone, you are cordially invited to a sex cult at our pet-friendly...
You know what we should say at the end? Not bring dip. You know how expensive this is going to be? Just say, like, it's expensive to rent the...
Yeah.
I think just don't even, like... I think leave it up to them. Be like, just in case anyone wants to chip in, here's my Venmo. And do our Venmo.
Okay. Okay, if you want to... Yes.
Like, money sign.
If you want to chip in, here's my...
Not saying you have to.
I've linked to our Venmo.
Yeah.
Is it an email?
It's an invite. It's going in the mail.
It'll go not paperless post.
Or like
okay.
By courier.
Okay.
Or something.
If you want to chip in, here's our Venmo. And then our Venmo.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read that back to you.
Yeah.
Dear everyone, you are cordially invited to a sex cult at our pet-friendly rentable mansion. There will be 69ing, reverse 69ing, tickle fighting, butt-to-butt contact, frankincense, flaming hot BBQ chips, or such like, celery sticks, girls together in bed, piggyback rides, and naked people dancing with people who are fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
We're anti-mask, but don't worry, it's only at orgies.
Yeah.
Please wear something that makes you feel at ease. I'm wearing an old corporate t-shirt. I guess this is coming from me.
I would say Jack Shepherd, am wearing a... Because we sort of established that it's coming for both of us. I don't want people to just... I don't want you to, like, send this to someone who, like, knows me better. And they're like, oh, Jack Shepherd invited me to an orgy.
How about this? Because this sounds nice. It's like I'm introducing myself. I'm Jack, and I'm wearing an old corporate t-shirt that inexplicably says Team Blue on it. And some pajama shorts. My colleague, yeah. Tanner Greenring, who's very excited about the sex cult, is wearing a J. Crew fleece and pretty tight jeans.
Columbia.
Okay, it's Columbia.
I can't believe I've had to correct you twice now.
Okay, Columbia. A Columbia fleece. And pretty tight jeans. His underwear is dirty. Yeah. So he's not wearing any.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's going to get him going.
In all caps, new paragraph. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's very good. And it's also a little bit scary, but not too scary.
Yeah.
We're going to have board games, trivia, cornhole, the three N's, taking the pants off, and airplane rides. And yes.
Remind me what the three N's are again. Is there a footnote on the invite?
No, there's not a footnote. I just know it from my nose. Three N's are nipple nibbling, neck nuzzling, and purple nurples.
Right, it's five N's, right.
Do you want me to put that in there or?
No, I think if you know it,
if you know
it's
yeah,
it's one of yeah.
yeah.
One of those things.
It's one of those things where you should know it. And if you don't, maybe it's titillating.
Yeah.
Okay, the three ends, taking the pants off, and airplane rides. And yes, it's 420 friendly. And pet friendly,
yeah.
In case that wasn't clear.
Yeah.
Come to our mansion and say the password when you get here. When you get to the manor house, walk up the marble staircase through the marble pillars and look for the man in the gold mask and the tuxedo. He'll ask you for the password. The password is creamy.
Yeah.
Do not forget this or you'll be politely turned away.
Yeah.
And then
we like creamy.
Yeah, I think creamy is the best. We worked pretty hard on this, and it's the one thing we could agree on.
Yeah.
And then it says, please do not tell anyone again. And that's a little scary, but not like mean scary.
Pleading.
Yeah.
I would say more than scary.
Yeah, but it's all caps.
Please don't tell anyone.
I'll do like a heavy font for that.
They won't let us have the sex cult if you guys tell anyone.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to add that. Please do. That'll scare them. Should I do that part in all caps?
Sure.
Okay. Sex cult if you tell anyone. That's good. Okay. Please do not tell anyone. They won't let us have the sex cult if you tell anyone. And then it ends. Oh, yeah. A no squares. Unless that's what
good.
You're into.
That's good, too. No narcs.
Jack Shepard. No squares and no narcs. I feel like that's already implied by. Yeah, let's say. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let me try that again. I like that. Oh, yeah. And no squares and no narcs. I'm going to do an M dash here. Actually, I'm going to do an N dash. That's sexy. Sorry. Oh, yeah. No squares and no narcs. Unless that's what you're into. Jack Shepard and Tanner Greenring, parentheses, cult leaders. P.S. If you want to chip in, here's our Venmo. And I put our Venmo information.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Great. That's awesome. Okay. Cut and print, right? And then I feel like we'll make people feel comfortable.
And we're sending those like by courier?
I was going to email it, but it seemed like you had some plan to like. What about paperless
post? It
seemed
like a rich guy thing to do.
Well, we split the difference and do paperless post.
Okay.
And then we can
Let's pay for the premium post, though.
We're going to pay for premium paperless post. Here's what I want to do. Listen. We got 5 minutes left. We've got to do two burns, and we got to bring an Arbiter Tanner for the fastest lightning round.
My computer may be melting down, but yeah.
Okay. So this is going to be a lightning round. I promise you it'll be fast. Tanner, go banish yourself to the – well, I banish you to the future. I'm bringing an Arbiter Tanner.
Please, 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 please.
Arbiter Tanner, welcome. Thank you for coming on short notice. This is going to be real fast.
Thanks for having me, Jack. Please not too fast. I would hate to go back to the far future. It's hellish.
Okay. Well, as you know, what you do when we bring you here is you judge the – you arbitrate on whether the Rotten Tomato reviews of the film that we watched are accurate and which one is the most accurate. And this week we're talking about Eyes Wide Shut, and it's our hit segment. It's called On the One Hand.
Okay.
So
I'm familiar. It's the only thing you ever invite me for.
Yeah, that's usually true. Yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, this is a good timing because we're having a sex cult.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You're invited. Everyone's
invited.
I'd love
to join.
There's going to be the flaming
never
hot
been in a sex
barbecue
cult.
Chips.
That sounds exotic.
Yeah.
We'll have to bring back some of those to the far future.
Well,
do the reviews.
Yeah. Look out for your paperless post invite. We've sprung for premium.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. This is a segment within a segment that we call On the One Hand. It's where we talk about the positive reviews of the film, and I've collected two. On June 6th, 2022, Avatar, someone called Avatar, and I'm realizing I probably just copied their avatar, and it's generated that as text. But Avatar gives this film 5 stars, and Avatar says, R.I.P. Stanley Kubrick, you gave your life so that our eyes would open.
Oh, wow. That's poetic.
Yeah, I didn't realize he gave his life. But,
for this film?
Yeah.
This was really his final film, right?
Yeah, it was his final film. I think he maybe even died before he kind of finished like post-production.
Oh.
Yeah, the guy who picked it up was like, I'm going to put sex in this one.
Like a quiet story about like,
just a couple and
married
their
couple.
Yeah. On Christmas. Yeah, it's Christmas movie.
On Christmas.
And the new guy was like, now Nicole Kidman's going to be naked and we're going to see her butt in it. She's like, are you sure this is what Stanley wanted? Okay. On November 12th, 2021, Rob W. gave this film 5 stars with the following note. I don't think Stanley Kubrick would make it through No Nut November without failing.
Wow, he's right.
And then he's done a hand-waving emoji and a, like, pukey, gross emoji.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of appreciate it. I normally don't like it when people go blue, but I kind of appreciated that review.
Yeah, I don't think he's wrong.
Okay, this is a segment within a segment we like to call On the Fence Hand, where we talk about the middling reviews of the film. Here's a review from Spencer M., a super reviewer, who gave this film 3 stars on October 25th, 2017. And the following review. I should not have watched this with my mom.
No, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, Spencer, you fucked that one up. I've got 2 more very short on the... It's a segment within a segment. It's called On the Other Hand, where we talk about the negative reviews of the film. We like to run the gamut here.
Okay.
Here's a review from C's T, who gave this film 1 star on April 1st, 2020. C's says, given the rumors about spirit cooking and owl sacrifices, I expected more blood in this elite orgy cult. I think he came to the wrong cult.
Yeah, I don't think we watched the same sex cult movie.
Yeah. I think that's it. Maybe, you know what happened? C's T did a whole podcast where he made a sex cult with his friend and went in a different direction from us.
Theirs was a lot
There's
darker.
A rival, we should say, there's if you get another paperless post, there's a rival sex
cult. Yeah, be careful.
That has owl sacrifices and something called spirit cooking.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound as fun, and they don't have the chips.
And they smoke.
Yeah, and they smoke. Yeah, he didn't want to go to that one. Okay, final one. Joel B., and that's our friend Joel.
Yeah, Joel.
Gave this film 1 star on March 26, 2015, with the following review. More like eyes wide shit.
Wow.
Was not expecting that.
This is Arbiter Tanner delivering his arbitration.
Yeah.
I thought this movie was good. It was weird.
That's weird, but good. Yeah.
But good. But, and I wasn't expecting, I was going to let you get through the negative reviews because I wasn't expecting to side with any of them.
Yeah.
But our friend Joel has blown me out of the water with more like eyes wide shit. So I think that's going to get all my kisses this week. I'm going to head back to the far future now. I'm going to invite Tanner back.
Yeah, Tanner. Tanner's got to do burns. Tell him he's got to do burns. Yeah.
Here's my burn, Jack. Back.
Yeah.
There's one scene. It's a self burn. There's one scene. It's pretty nasty in nature. And if you're sensitive to homophobic slurs, I wouldn't go look it up. But
okay. Yeah.
There's one scene where Tom Cruise is walking down the street in his like fancy doctor like evening wear.
Yeah.
And a big team, like a big group of like Boston bros comes down the street, like shouting and hooping and hollering.
Yeah.
And they're all calling him various and like inventing various scenarios wherein Tom Cruise is a homosexual man. And they're displeased by that.
Yeah.
But one of them.
Are they visiting from Boston, I guess?
I don't know. It's definitely like 5 guys who are like from Boston.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't say. Maybe if Stanley Kubrick had more time, if he hadn't given his life for the film, he would have learned.
It was this other director who's like, where are we? Boston? All right.
Yeah.
At the 47-minute mark, they're all doing like pretty bad, like homophobic taunts.
Merry Christmas, Mary.
At Tom Cruise. But one guy sort of doesn't quite get the assignment. And at the 47-second mark, he says, you want to take a ride on this butt?
You want to take a ride?
Oh, and I wish Mr. Butt was here.
I know. That's why I thought that's what he was here to discuss.
He would love that.
Yeah. I don't think this guy gets it.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
You want to take a ride on this butt?
I mean, That sucks. If you're, you know, and I, you know, I should say up front, I have no sympathy for these toughs who are homophobic and
Bostonites,
consumed by their own toxic masculinity and probably not happy people. I have no sympathy for them, but it does suck if you're the fifth guy and all the other four guys have like said their homophobic slur and all you have left is, do you want to take a ride on this bus?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And you're like, God damn it.
And you can tell he knows he like
he knows
it,
he fucked up. Yeah. That's lovely. That's all the time we have for today, folks.
What's your burn?
I didn't have one.
You're the one who forced me to like send Arbiter Tanner back to the far future so I could come back and do my burn.
You told me you only had one note this week and it was your burn, so I really wanted to let you get it in.
Yeah. What a movie. Definitely a romance. Maybe the film that has adhered to the,
it's the
definition of
romance
in the strictest sense.
Jamie gives us. Yeah.
I think we kind of really dodged a bullet by not doing Harold and Maude, so I don't want to put that back on the list.
Yeah, I don't want to put that on the list. Yeah, we should say we're going to go. We thank everybody for bearing with us traditionally, and we do also, what else do? We ask people to subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast, and it's really heating up, I want to say. I think the last few episodes, if I may say so, have been bangers. No, they're just fun. We're just really hitting our stride here. So now's a good time. Sign up, enjoy the Patreon. We talk about the TGIF shows, and it's fun, and it's a good way to support the show, and it supports us. And thank you to everybody who's done that. We've had a little rush of Patreon subscribers recently, and we appreciate you all. Thank you. Yeah. And join our Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. Everybody's having a nice time in there, and everyone's nice and good. Everyone.
Yeah. It's a good time. Everyone's nice. Everyone's nice about us, and everyone always says complimentary things about us. It's nice.
Everyone's invited to the sex cult from the Facebook. Everyone on the Facebook group gets the sex cult invite first.
You're like moderators in the sex
club. If you're not in the group,
you're invited. If you're in the Facebook group, you get to be a moderator in the sex club.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get to choose the trivia games.
Yeah, and you get like a little flare next to your name.
Yeah. This week we watched a movie. The movie we watched was Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. We liked it. It's our 69th episode. Congratulations, everyone.
Yeah, congratulations on the 69th episode. We've done it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
We got them.
What do we want to watch next week?
Next week, so I have a list. Sarah's made a list of movies. I'm going to give you some selections from the list.
Please.
And I'm going to do my fucking best here. I want you to like them all. Ugh, Marry Me was so good. I had such fun with that movie. You Never Go For a While You Were Sleeping. I think that would be fun to talk about, though.
Don't lead the witness.
The Wedding Singer. Top Five. I know it's been on there before, but it's back. Or The Importance of Being Earnest.
Who's in The Importance of Being Earnest?
Rupert Everett.
Who?
Rupert Everett, Colin Firth, and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
Pretty good. If you don't like any of those, I can give you another.
Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer. Next week, we're going to be watching The Wedding Singer. Looking forward to it. It's a fun movie. It's Adam Sandler.
Love stinks. That's all I remember. I haven't seen it since it came out.
I am an AI chatbot, and Jack asked me to compose this message and read it aloud because he's too lazy to get up and do it himself during the edit. Dear fans of the Smash Hit podcast, we sincerely apologize for any confusion or disappointment regarding our recent change of plans. Despite our earlier promises, we will not be discussing The Wedding Singer in our next episode. Instead, we will be watching Pretty Woman. We understand that this may not be what you were hoping for, but sometimes our tastes and interests can be fickle and we can't make up our minds. We hope that you will still tune in and enjoy this new topic with us. Thank you for your continued support and understanding. Sincerely, the hosts of the Smash Hit Podcast.
This is our sexiest episode yet. We did it. We did our 69th episode. Thank you for listening. We love and kiss you so very much. And all that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard, and also Mr.
My name
Butt.
Is Tanner.
I played the part of Mr. Butt this week.
That was you?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Really.
My name is Tanner Greenring. I played the role of Arbiter Tanner, and the man who was sexually interested at the orgy in, or Mr. sorry, at brunch.
The Hungarian man at brunch.
The Hungarian man. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that was you.
Yeah, that was me.
And I hope that you find your maskily ever after. It might be childhood.